It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, maybe we just need to change the name. Instead of the United States of America, perhaps we should change it to the gun-toting states of America. Following 2 weeks of horrific carnage from mass shootings around the country, seven more mass shootings took place across the nation this past weekend, leaving at least 12 or maybe 15 people dead and anywhere from 38 to 60 people injured. Hard to keep track when there are that many shootings happening in a matter of hours. On Saturday night, multiple shooters opened fire on a busy street in Philadelphia, killing three and injuring 12. Two people died and 12 were injured by gunfire in Chattanooga, Tennessee, while a third person died after being struck by a car. In South Carolina's Clarendon County, a drive-by shooting at a graduation party, which authorities say may have been gang-related, killed one person, injured seven more. Other shootings took place in Saginaw, Michigan, Mesa, Arizona, and probably not too far from where you are right now. So what's being done about it? Well, some senators are talking in a bipartisan group, allegedly working on a bill that could expand background checks and encourage states to adopt red flag laws. But there's no indication that President Biden's demand for a new assault weapons ban is even on the table. And any bill that goes before the Senate will require 60 votes to pass because, well, filibuster. The House Judiciary Committee last week passed the Protecting Our Kids Act, which was a package of 8 bills that would raise the legal age to buy some semi-automatic rifles to 21, address gun trafficking, institute gun storage requirements, as well as high-capacity magazine bans, ghost guns, and bump stocks. Each of these measures will be voted on individually, as House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer wrote in a letter to his colleagues, to place Republicans on record. Okay, so is there no goal in getting them passed? Chances are these 8 bills won't even be introduced in the Senate, but they'll get them on the record, all right? On Wednesday, the House Oversight and Reform Committee will hold a hearing on what happened in Uvalde, Texas. Families and victims will testify, including that 10-year-old girl who covered herself with her friend's blood and played dead. Well, after a break in the voting action last week, Americans returned to the polls for a big primary day with 7 states voting Tuesday: California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, South Dakota, and then on Saturday, the special primary election to fill the remainder of Don Young's term in Congress. This is not the primary for the midterm elections. This is a special election just to fill out the remainder of Don Young's term, which would run from now through the beginning of January. And on the ballot for next Saturday, 40-some-odd candidates, including Sarah Palin and Santa Claus. Of course, there's a lot to watch tomorrow in California, including the LA mayoral race and quite a few battleground congressional primaries. But it's worth noting that we've now unofficially entered the summer in an election year. And that means that the number of legislative days between now and Election Day, November 8th, are rapidly disappearing. Take a guess. Well, if you said there are 57 days that the Senate is scheduled to be in Washington, you'd be close. You see, that includes Fridays, and the Senate rarely meets on Fridays. So if you take out Fridays, it's 44 days. 44 legislative days between now and Election Day. And what's that you say? Joe Manchin is talking about coming to the table again? Oh, please. Well, the attacks continue in Ukraine as Russia appears to be stepping up its offensive, launching airstrikes on the capital city of Kyiv for the first time in more than a month. Putin apparently reacting to reports that the West would send longer-range rocket systems to Ukraine to help defend themselves against Russia. President Biden reportedly plans to invoke the Defense Production Act to support the domestic solar panel industry. He also plans to announce a 2-year halt on tariffs for solar equipment, which would allow companies working on solar projects in the U.S. to keep using foreign-made equipment while U.S. manufacturing catches up. These decisions come after several exporters have reduced or stopped sales of solar equipment in the U.S. in response to an investigation by the Department of Commerce that could lead to the imposition of retroactive tariffs. And finally, eyes go from watching the royal family to watching Parliament today as the Prime Minister, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the UK faces a no confidence vote from his own party, the Conservative Party, this evening. The vote was triggered when 15% of Conservative lawmakers submitted letters of no confidence to the 1922 committee that comprises all Conservative members of Parliament who do not hold government jobs. Johnson has faced criticism over the Partygate scandal, in which he flouted his own government's COVID-19 restrictions with a series of alcohol-fueled parties and other gatherings. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.